This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The fight between New York State and the Trump administration over congestion pricing heads to federal court today. Let's get details live from our Amanda Alexander.
Good morning, Susan. Oh, yep, they're fighting. Just hours from now, elected officials and transit advocates will be here in support of congestion pricing. And they're jumping the gun. They're rallying before a hearing from New York City, New York State, and the MTA, who's trying to block the Trump administration from killing the congestion pricing program. One of those supporters, Comptroller Brad Lander, he'll be joining that rally today.
Donald Trump and Sean Duffy's efforts to kill it are misguided and toothless. They don't have the legal authority to kill the program or to steal New York's transportation money. We've got to keep New York City moving forward.
And his stance is congestion pricing is working, it's popular, and they have legal experts to back them.
The $9 charge is bringing in enough money to fund $15 billion of investment in new signal systems to get the trains running faster and new station elevators.
And as we've been covering, just a week ago, the MTA ignored the Fed's fourth deadline to kill the pricing program. So Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy warned them of two things. One, the Feds can start withholding approvals for New York projects. And two, we'll see you in court. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live outside of federal court.
An unusual move by the Rent Guidelines Board, which is taking a revote on the preliminary range of rent increases for stabilized apartments in the boroughs. It's not clear why, although a spokesperson for Mayor Adams, who appoints the board members, has previously said the first range they came up with was too high. Esteban Garon is the political director of Tenants PAC and spoke to 1010 Winds.
I think what they're trying to do is minimize the damage. And, you know, maybe we'll see like a 1% lower or 2% lower on that two-year range.
The initial vote was 4.75 to 7.75% on 1 and 2 year leases, respectively. The final vote comes in late June. New York City remembering former Congressman Charlie Rangel, who died Monday at the age of 94.
He represented Harlem for nearly a half a century.
And he had the nickname of the Lion of Lenox Avenue. And we all heard his roar throughout the years.
Mayor Adams called Charles Rangel a dear friend and mentor who helped him through tough times on the campaign trail.
And just said, Eric, hang in there. Just keep him being true to who you are. And that's always, I always remembered about him.
The mayor began his remarks at the Intrepid's Memorial Day wreath laying ceremony with a tribute to the gravelly voiced congressman who earned a Bronze Star for valor for leading his all black unit to safety in the Korean War. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
In a statement, Senator Chuck Schumer called Rangel a great man, a great friend, and someone who never stopped fighting for his constituents and for the best of America. Congressman Hakeem Jeffries called him a patriot, hero, statesman, leader, trailblazer, change agent, and champion for justice. Governor Hochul, who has ordered flags flown at half staff, said we are all heartbroken at this immense loss. With more than 7,500 people detained at Rikers, calls today for the city council to budget more money for alternatives to incarceration. Megan French Marcelin is the senior director for New York State Policy at the Legal Action Center.
About 53% of the population suffers from either a substance use disorder or an alcohol use disorder. These are people that really need supports. They need holistic treatment plans. They need case managers.
She says not only would this reduce recidivism and save taxpayer money, it's also needed if the city is actually going to eventually close Rikers. A New York City public school student was detained by ICE last week. The 20-year-old from Venezuela, identified only as Dylan, is a student at an alternative high school in the Bronx for young adults looking to learn English. He was picked up outside 26 Federal Plaza, where he had gone for an appearance in his asylum case. Ironically, his lawyers say it was the federal government that had asked for deportation proceedings to be dismissed. But when the judge granted that, it also tossed the asylum case and made him vulnerable to being detained. They also say they currently think he's being held in Pennsylvania, but they do not know for sure. There's a school walkout planned today in New York City. Hundreds of high school students are expected to leave class to protest recent action by the Trump administration. Nava Litt is a founding member and outreach coordinator for the group We the Students.
High schoolers are paying attention to the news and are not okay with what they're seeing. That they see the Trump administration disregarding separation of powers, encroaching on our right to freedom of speech.
The rally is from noon to 1:30 in Union Square. Cops looking for the driver in a hit-and-run in Queens that sent two children to the hospital. This was around 1:15 yesterday afternoon when police say the driver of an SUV ran a red light at 73rd Street and 37th Avenue in Jackson Heights and struck these girls. They're 4 and 8 years old. Both suffered only minor injuries, thank goodness. Anyone with information is asked to call 800-577-TIPS. The NYPD is still looking for the two men wanted in an attack on an off-duty cop in the Bronx. It was early Saturday morning when the 27-year-old was punched, kicked, and robbed at knife point near St. Peter's Avenue in Parkchester. Mayor Adams visited him yesterday in the hospital.
When you have dangerous individuals, it doesn't matter if it's an off-duty officer or a civilian. They will cause harm and have a total disregard. But we have a message for the two people who assaulted our officers. We will find you.
One of the men has been identified as 23-year-old Tavian Hargrove. He is still on the loose, but his father was arrested. That was for allegedly using the officer's stolen credit card at several bodegas in the Bronx.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.